This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Okay, it's spring, and that means lots of time spent outdoors. That also means mosquitoes. Let's talk about prevention first, Emma.
Well, the first thing is limiting the available breeding habitat on your property. So if you have anything that's holding stagnant water, let's say a bird bath, old tires, buckets, anything like that, you want to make sure that you're emptying those frequently and or turning them upside down so they're not collecting water, because that's where mosquitoes will want to lay their eggs.
And then what kind of active mosquito prevention techniques do you have?
Well, one thing you could try that could potentially work pretty well for you is setting up a mosquito dunk bucket. Essentially, what you're doing is finding a 2 to 5 gallon bucket and purchasing a product that's called a mosquito dunk that contains a bacteria in it called Bacillus thuringiensis that specifically kills aquatic mosquito larvae. So you're going to set up your bucket. You're going to drill a few holes in the top for overflow if you get a rain. You're going to fill it up half to two-thirds full. Add a handful of straw or grass clippings because female mosquitoes are attracted to that decaying material. And then you're going to add your mosquito dunk. And depending on the size of your bucket, you may only need part of a dunk. So read that product label to see how much you need. I would say, too, it's important that you have an escape ramp or some mesh or something over the top so small animals aren't accidentally falling into your bucket.
Right. You don't want to drown any bees or anything in there.
And then the next thing that's important really is just keeping up with your dunk. If mosquito dunks work really well on a temporary basis, but you do need to replenish these fairly often. So essentially you have created breeding habitat for the mosquitoes on your property, but the larvae are being killed as soon as they hatch out from the eggs.
And we should point out, mosquitoes are beneficial. Birds eat them. So we don't want to eradicate mosquitoes. It's just maybe near the house.
And even, sometimes just changing our own behavior can limit exposure to mosquitoes. So not going outside or spending a lot of time outside with unprotected skin early morning and in the evening. That middle part of the day tends
when
to be when
it's really hot.
Yeah, but it's when they're less active.
Is this safe? Like if my dog gets in it?
Try to keep the dog away, but the Bacillus thuringiensis is toxic to mosquito larvae, not to human beings or mammals like your dog.
Okay.
See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.